WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
So we've learned, curses are real, as the Knicks are now going to the finals.
Shout out to TKO for paying off the Cavs. I don't know.
Anyway, this is the Raw Post Show. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Games, not Twitch Prime, just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use credit card Rocket Talk or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop. It's hashtag Epic Partner. We're here to talk about the go home to Clash in Italy, which is this Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, live on ESPN, and then ESPN Unlimited here in the States. But yes, the Danhausen curse is real. And if they win the finals, they just need to put Danhausen in the Hall of Fame.
They do. At the very, very, very least, the Knicks need to make him a mascot somehow, or like an ambassador to the team or something.
Something like that.
Like, I don't know how else you do that, because like, or there needs to be a crossover. And I'm sure that's being discussed. I would almost bet somebody is seeing this in TKO and is like, you know, we can make money off this, right?
Right.
Right. But cupcakes. Cupcakes.
Everyone has the cup. No, you can no longer get the cupcake, but you have the cupcake forever.
We have the cupcakes.
The cupcakes. We were there. You were there. You were there this weekend for the cupcake. Anyway, what they will not be putting in the Hall of Fame, the Vision.
Oh my god, the other curse.
Like,
can you?
I don't even know how to explain it anymore. They're just cursed.
I'm trying to just. I feel so bad for Austin Theory. Oh my god. They brought him into this group, right? To make him. And he's surrounded by all these people. And every single goddamn one of them has gotten hurt now. It's so sad. It's like, and it's not at once. It's in succession. And it's long injuries, too. It's all long injuries, I think. So that makes it even worse. Like, can we even call it a Vision anymore? Because it's one person?
It's two. Because Breaker's back. It's two. But it's... So it was announced Logan Paul suffered a torn tricep at Saturday night's main event. He landed hard, tore his tricep, out of action for a while. Goes on the shelf with Bronson Reed. Every time this group gets a little momentum, it just gets cursed. Backstage, Austin Theory is talking to Heyman. They don't know what to do with his belt. Theory explained, Logan was hurt. What do we do with the belts? Said their contracts read that any two members of the Vision can defend the titles. Boy, they just slipped that one in handily. Heyman mentioned the possibility of Austin Theory teaming with Braun Breaker as the tag team champions. Heyman said he did this for Theory, who said he wanted to take out everyone responsible for Logan Paul's injury. Heyman said Theory knows what he has to do, and more importantly, to whom. So we cut to the ring, and Joe Hendry is singing the Fire Logan Paul song. And eventually, Austin Theory gets in the ring from behind, smacks him with the chair. Joe Hendry, down and out from the chair shots. So that's the start. But he was not done.
Nope, Seth, he was not done.
Seth Rollins was talking to Angelo Dawkins that he did exactly what Montez Ford wanted him to do by staying out of their business on Saturday. Rollins said he was sorry because he knows what it's like to be screwed over by the Vision. Rollins said the Vision is the weakest it's ever been due to Logan Paul's injury, but they're also the most dangerous they've ever been. Montez shows up and asks him, what are they still doing? We're doing this Rollins redemption arc. Ford said nothing good happens when Rollins is around. Rollins said they would be tag team champions if he had been around. Rollins said they didn't have to be friends once it was over. Rollins said they just have to work together to get rid of the Vision. Rollins said one of them main event of WrestleMania and was a multi-time champion. Ford said the one thing he's never done is stab his brother in the back. Nice shot. Ford then challenges Rollins basically to a match. Rollins accepts. And they have a match on Monday Night Raw. Rollins and Ford, as good as you thought it would be. Rollins hits the stomp and just falls down and puts his arm on Montez for the 1-2-3. Afterwards, Austin Theory jumps Angelo Dawkins on the stage, hits him with the chair. He's laid out. Rollins and Ford, Adam Pearce is meeting with Montez to get an update on Angelo, and he's down out for now. Ford said Rollins was right. They have bigger fish to fry. Ford said Dawkins needs us. Us? And then Rollins is like, okay. Ford told Adam Pearce that he needs in, and so did Seth Rollins. And Rollins is like, give me Braun Breaker as soon as possible.
Number one, keep Seth away from the Vision. Keep him away from them. We can't afford for him to get hurt again. I don't even know what they're doing. Are they trying to go full circle where they're like teasing that Seth is part of the Vision and he's not, but he is? Like, I don't even know anymore. I can't even tell because the storyline's gone so sideways with everybody getting hurt. I don't even know. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I don't think they're not teasing him to be in the Vision. They're trying to take out the Vision. So he's going to finally take out Braun Breaker eventually.
I mean, but it's awfully convenient that, you know, Seth, whatever Seth's out there, the Vision turns up and they try to hurt the Street Profits. I'm just saying, then there's, you know, the whole Seth pulling Dawkins into the spear a couple weeks ago. You know,
I think your conspiracy is running too high. Austin Theory was being thrown out of the building by Anna Pierce. Heyman started to mockingly reprimand him. And as they walked by, they saw Alpha Academy. Theory looked Maxine up and down. Otis said they smelled like bad news. And Maxine's like, they just have a lot going on. Cut them some slack. And then she disappeared.
Maxine, no. Maxine, don't make me get the spray bottle. You stay away from him. I mean it.
We were backstage. Kathy Kelly was interviewing Becky Lynch and talked about how she's facing Sol Ruka on Sunday. Talked about how she hasn't won a match yet on the main roster. And, you know, she'll be welcoming her to the big time on Sunday. Sol Ruka was hurt, which is why she was not on Raw.
Hurt in quotations.
No, she was banged up from the match. So she's injured. She's hurt. She's hurting, but she's not injured. They just held her out. So she's sore for the match. Emma Pierce and Rey Mysterio were talking backstage, and Ethan Page showed up and wondered what was going on. And you're like, you gifted Javon Evans a ton of match, which Penta and Javon Evans really, really good.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Javon kind of was like a little poor sport, but then afterwards and made it up to Penta after backstage. But he's like, you gifted him the match, and then rematches have to be earned. You're just gonna give Rey Mysterio a match. What has he done? Adam Pierce is like, he's a Hall of Famer. Rusev walks up. What's going on? Paige said Pierce and Rey were conspiring against Rusev by giving Rey the title shot that belongs to Rusev. Rey said, oh, to get the shot, I gotta face him. Cool. So it was Rey Mysterio versus Rusev. Rey Mysterio ended up getting the win.
This was good. I enjoyed this. Thought it was fun.
So we'll get a Rey Mysterio Penta match Probably on one of the overseas Raws.
I mean, I can think of worse things to get than that. I mean, seriously, I can think of way worse things.
And when it happens, it'll be really, really good.
Nobody complains. Do you hear me? Nobody. We do not complain about this. We like this. We watch it and we enjoy it. Okay?
Because you'll never know when you'll get to see it again.
Exactly. Exactly. So we are going to watch and enjoy. Instead of we listen and we don't judge, we watch and we enjoy. And we don't judge.
Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez took on Bayley and Lyra Valkyria. Good match. It had interference from all parties involved. But Dom's interference backfired this time. Bayley rolled up Roxanne for the win.
The match itself was good. The interference at this point is meh. Like, it's just meh. I mean, it was a nice change that it backfired. That was, I will give them credit where credit is due. That was a nice change. But there was still interference. Like, can we get just one Judgment Day match where there is no interference, please? Just it, like I said last week, it's tired, it's overplayed, and at this point there is no reason to take them seriously because we all know that it's almost formulaic of what they're going to do. So it's, you really don't have any credibility. You guys are just cheats, that's all you are, which is reason enough to hate you, but you're not even interesting cheats or exciting cheats. You're boring. And so it's come up with something different.
L.A. Knight. Yeah, made his way to the ring. He talked about the King of Ring, King and Queen of Ring tournament starting next week on Raw. And he's throwing his name in the hat. He said he wins, he gets the title shot. He's been aiming for Roman Reigns. But he wondered where that will leave him with the Usos. He called Reigns the most corrupt champion in history. Okay. And said he's trying to stir up the old bloodline and used Jimmy and Jay were a little different than the guys he knew. This brought out Jimmy. Jimmy says, not like things were they were in the Bloodline days. Jimmy told LA Knight if he wins King of the Ring, he'll get a fair shot at the championship. He's being honest. It's a fair, honest shot. LA Knight, Jimmy, you're being honest with him and himself. LA's like, you're coming out here as a messenger and acting like a third wheel, and I don't want to see you like that. He said he wanted to see be Roman's errand boy again. LA Knight said he intended respect, but Jimmy should take this as a warning. And Jimmy's like, nope. Told him that this is his warning shot. If you're lucky the Yeet Man wasn't here, or they wouldn't be talking. LA Knight just prove your point. You'd be 2-on-1, and then Roman Reigns would join, and it would be a 3-on-1 attack, like just like he did to Jacob. Dude, Jimmy's like, that's family business. He told LA Knight to tread lightly because if he keeps insulting the OTC, their family will become his business. Jimmy was about to leave. He pulls him back. LA Knight said he thinks Jimmy likes him and he's okay with Jay, but he doesn't like Roman. LA Knight said he needed Paul Heyman. Roman needed Paul Heyman and Usos because he can't get the job done on his own. Reigns said if their business becomes family business, then he'll make sure they go out of business. Yeah, with everybody saying LA Knight. Yeah.
I want to get behind him. I really do. But I just don't know if I can. Like, it's kind of...
Like, why is he mad that they're... Like, why? I don't get it. You know?
Like, is that the best you can do? Like, is, oh, hey, yeah, I'm going to interject myself into a situation that has nothing to do with me because I have nothing better to do. Like, he's essentially going to be the internet comment section. Is that what he's going to be? Like, this was confusing. Like, the promo was fine. He delivered the promo well because that's what he does. He cuts promos. But, like, this was confusing as to, like, why he would do this.
He's worried about his friends. I get it. That they're falling back in line. I get it. But he's, okay. If he doesn't win King of the Ring, then this promo means nothing.
I mean, so a typical LA Knight storyline where they build him up, and then they do sweet buck all with him.
But they're not really even building him up. It's just one random promo. And if he doesn't go far and loses King of the Ring, because I don't think it's LA Knight and Roman at SummerSlam.
No.
If it is, I'd be surprised, but I don't think it is. But it could be.
I don't know why they did this here. If you want to have him focus on King of the Ring, have him focus on King of the Ring. I get he's worried about his friends falling in line. but it's a little early for that. Because Jimmy and Jay, they're with Roman, and they did the whole redemption arc, kind of. And the family came back together, and everybody loves everybody, but now it's focused in on Jacob, where Jacob is going through the same thing that Jimmy and Jay went through. And I get it. Like, I get the concern. And, you know, Ellie and I going out there to be concerned with for his friends is a nice thing to do. Doing it on national television is a little weird. But it's wrestling, so you forgive it. But, like, it just... I don't know. Again, it's very hard to get behind this. It's very hard to get behind him. Just because we've been down this road before. Many times with him. And at this stage, they've never pulled the trigger on him. And it feels like they're never going to. So it's sort of, why should I care, basically, with him? Like, other than he's cool and he's fun and he's in the commercials and whatnot, and that's great for him. But, like, in terms of a storyline, why should we care? Because there wasn't really a reason to care here. That beyond what we know is going to lead to disappointment.
Yeah, that's kind of where it's going to lead us. So Monday Night Raw opened up with Paul Heyman. He said the match between Oba and Brock needs no hype. Fans start chanting for Oba. Paul Heyman sent it to a video from Brock Lesnar. Lesnar said he didn't get a chance to congratulate Oba last week on his WrestleMania win. He said that win would cost Oba more than he could even imagine. He said he had his share of ass whoopings over the years, but not like this one. He said it was humbling and Oba beat his ass so badly that he said he was done. But he says he's not going out that way. He says he could take an ass whooping and question whether Oba could. Lesnar said Oba would get his ass kicked by the humbled, retired beast, and he would conquer Oba Femi. I'm going to rule over Oba Femi. Heyman said that the good news is that everyone will get to see history play out before their very eyes on Sunday. Heyman said the bad news is that Oba has awakened the beast. Heyman said that can only mean one thing. What that is, no one knows, because Oba Femi came to the ring. He said Heyman recalled Heyman saying that he had woken the beast. Oba asked Heyman what he thinks 4F5's woken him. Oba told Heyman that he wouldn't hurt him because he needed him alive and well to tell the tale of Lesnar. Oba said Heyman would fast forward to the end when he retires Lesnar for the second time. He said he knew Heyman would claim it was just business, but 4F5 seemed personal to him. Oba grabs the contract and said it was the final chapter. He put the contract on Heyman's chest, signed it. Deliver me this message to Brock. Tell him that last time I was fighting to beat him, this time I'm fighting to kill him. Heyman sold this well.
Heyman sold this really well. Oba sold this really well. I know a lot of people have doubts about this. I know a lot of people are not necessarily 100% happy, myself included, that Brock has come back. And I get why they're doing it, because there was an agreement in place. We all got worked, blah, 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 blah. That has nothing to do with it. I think it was, as you guys talked about last night on WTR, what happened at WrestleMania was a very career-defining moment for Oba Femi. It absolutely made him. They're doing a good job of putting doubt on this, but at the same time, it's kind of like, if Oba doesn't whoop Brock's ass again, what are we doing? Like, seriously, yeah. What are we doing? You know, like, yeah. It kind of, because to have Brock, like, Brock can posture all he wants. He really can. He can posture all he wants. And granted, he's had 3 months to recover from WrestleMania. And he could say, you know, hey, when you came out and beat my ass at WrestleMania, I wasn't prepared. I only sort of, like, partially trained for you. Or I only did somewhat. Like, basically, it's his own fault. Like, he half-assed it. Because he thought he had it in the bag, right? And then that's his excuse. Oba came out and absolutely whooped him. Because Oba was prepared. And now Brock's can be like, hey, now I know what I'm dealing with in you. I've now prepared myself for you. Now we're going to fight, and now we're going to see who wins. And Oba, who has only been getting stronger, who has only been doing more, can be like, all right, bet. Let's go. Which is where we're going. And then we'll see. And it's like, if they have a little bit longer match, that's great. But ultimately, it should be Oba standing on top. Because to have Oba lose will just make WrestleMania pointless. But this was good.
We'll talk more about that on Thursday.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, or Jacob Fatu, came to the ring for the contract signing. Pierce told Jacob they need 2 signatures to make this tribal combat official. Fatu signed it right away. Roman came out, signed the contract. But before Roman came out, Jacob threw the chairs of the security guards into the table. Roman signs it, tells them to leave us. Pierce is like, you know, would be better if security is like, nope, there's a blood oath. He can't touch me until tribal combat. leave. Roman asked the fans to acknowledge him, which they did. He said that all Jacob, that's all Jacob has to do. Jacob's like, hell nah. He said he's not like everybody else. Jacob said Reigns is the reason why their family is living the life they're living and are on top of the mountain. Jacob said Roman Reigns took the whole family to the promised land, but he could only take them so far, and it's time for a change. Jacob asked Roman Reigns if he lived by the code or if he bent the rules so he could beat him. Jacob said he understood that Roman Reigns did what he had to do, but he's going to dog walk Roman's bitch ass at Clash in Italy. Roman said if Jacob wins, he will become the head of the table and lead while Roman follows. But if Jacob can't beat him, he will domesticate him. He said Jacob would serve and learn from him and in time love his tribal chief.
There's a whole weird subtext to this.
Jacob said at least he would still have a job if he wins. If Reigns wins. Jacob said if he beats Roman, everybody, especially Reigns, will have to acknowledge him. And that's how Raw ended. Solid.
You know, I'm just going to say this. Whoever wrote this, because I know it wasn't them, is really into power but dynamic things. It's the language.
Yeah.
It's the very specific language. Somebody's getting their kink on in this. No shame. Absolutely no shame to the writer that wrote this. It's these very specific wording that you're like, oh, somebody's living out their power fantasy. Got it. Somebody wants to be taught by Roman Reigns, basically. And so they're playing out their fan fiction live on national television. Good for you. Love that for you. With the actual characters. This is good. I mean, it is a replay of something we have seen before with one new player in Jacob. Obviously, I think Jacob is a little bit stronger than Jimmy or Jay were. When it comes to Roman, Jacob will not go into that good night quietly, as we've seen. I like the temporary truce. Normally, I'm like, yes, good, tear each other apart. But with this, I like it because you get moments like this where it's like, okay, you get the promo spot between them, and then at the end with them doing the headbutt, where it is about power, but it is also about family, and it is about respect. And that's what this really is it's Jacob's like, you will respect me, motherfucker. And Roman's like, we'll see. But all of this was really, really, really good.
And that all sets the stage for this Sunday's Clash in Italy, which means we're live Thursday night to talk all about it.
That's right. Tune in to The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com for The Rack, where we will be talking about Clash in Italy, news, notes, and so much more. Remember, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, they review Clash in Italy. Programming reminder, it's June. They're in Europe.
Ding.
Post show's on hiatus for a bit. We'll figure it out. We'll probably talk some Raw on the Rack on Thursdays. At least 1 week. Maybe two.
Yeah.
It all depends how the schedule goes. So just keep up to date. We'll remind you. But it's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use Credit Card, Rocket Sock, or
Nins M Word
in the Horror Night Item Shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/LinsWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimonLinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0.
We'll see you Thursday for The Rack. And all week long, along the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.